Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
To all the HBCU students making moves, listen up. For over 20 years, McDonald's has been at the side of college hopefuls. And with over a million in funding this year through the Black and Positively Golden Scholarship, Mickey D's is helping HBCU students rise and flourish into their graduating roles. This scholarship season, get ready to take your place when you apply for a McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Scholarship. Visit mcdblackscholars.com to apply now. Applications close on April 25th, 2025.
Right, as I had to say on our socials in the last few days, we have something very, very big coming very, very soon. So make sure to keep an eye on our socials and to be the first to find out more, go to goloudplayer.com/coming soon. But that link will be in the bio of all of our socials as well, Talking Bollocks page and our personal pages and on the Go Loud page. So just head over to the link, click on that if that's easier for you, yeah?
Owen, do you know what's a good measure of how well an economy is doing and how well the people in the country are doing?
I mean, there's a few of them, I guess.
One indicator that they use is the type of toilet roll people buy.
Oh.
So if you're buying premium toilet roll, you know, like the double one, that means you have too much money.
No, because I'm going to start crying, you're going to say I'm lying. I'm going to start wiping my eyes again, because straight away you're at the pointing at me.
I didn't know, I just said like in general. So
I pointed at you because you just rolled your eyes and did a little tisk.
What a stupid thing
well,
to
you
say.
Well, you think about
why?
It. If you everyone has to
stupid?
Buy toilet roll. Everyone has to buy toilet
so what's that? What declares that a country's doing well?
Yeah, so if everyone
toilet roll,
the premium
housing
toilet
or something,
roll,
no?
Premium
no.
toilet roll.
If you're buying the good toilet roll, so if you walk into wherever and a 12-pack there, a toilet roll is £3, but then you see a 6-pack and it's £4 and you're like, oh, that's a double yoke, give me that. Makes no sense to do that, but if you can afford it, you're going to get it, so that means you have too much money. Do you know what else is another
is that
sign?
Not like a yoke for different classes? This would prove what class you're in, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
rather than how well a country is doing. Like a whole country.
But you know what else is another sign you have too much money?
Mm-hmm.
Buying a car and you don't have a driver's licence.
I knew there was something I wanted to bring up, yeah. What'd you get up to this week, Terry?
That's bad for him. That's bad for him. I'm going into Chris Doyle and getting him to cut this out.
Did you plan that now?
Yeah,
that was nice. That was nice.
And I'm rolling me always the toilet roll. I'm going, premium toilet roll. Yeah, I bought a car now.
Oh, yeah?
Any questions?
Shocked. Oh, yeah?
And
the Academy Award goes to Owen Brennan on Talking Bollocks bonus episode.
How's that going for you?
Yeah, yes, boys.
Go on. What type of car did you get?
A Golf.
Cost you much?
They're not cheap. They're not cheap, yeah. Owen.
So what year is it?
A 1-3-2.
Okay, so it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's a nice car, bro, yeah.
And what's it like to drive?
This is your journalist coming out and you're like, I feel I never drove. I just
what's that?
I just sitting there and smoke with the dog in the paso. Putting the indicators and the window wipers.
Listen to the podcast. It's saying to the dog. Yeah, when you see what I say next. What's he crying about?
Honking the horn when he does a good
see,
job.
This is how you know that I don't do it when I'm lying. I did this when I said I don't watch porn and don't click caterpillars in yours. I was like, that's what he does when he's lying. And I was like, that's
I wouldn't
not true.
Put past you sitting in your car with your dog.
No, I will be doing that.
Yeah, so you're saying, this is how you know I'm not lying. I wouldn't put it past you. What's he doing?
So Terry, why do you just sit in the car? You don't drive the car?
Because I don't have all the yokes that you need, yeah? I didn't do the 30
All first. The yokes that
the
you
yokes.
Need. No, yokes that you like tax, insurance, logbook, I get that. You don't have something else though.
The 30 test.
A driver's license.
Yeah, I don't have a license yet, yeah.
So you can't drive?
No, but it's automatic. So
it means legally.
What? Oh, legally I can't drive, yeah.
Why did you buy a car before you got the license?
Is that the wrong way to do it?
Yeah. I mean,
I thought,
who's to say what's right or wrong these days?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's say traditionally,
you'd be called woke for them. Yeah. Oh, and that's woke.
That's anti-driverless discrimination. Yeah. So let's say
you're thinking way too deep into
traditionally
it.
You will get the license first, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least do the theory test.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
What was your complaint about the theory test was that you had to answer questions about tractors.
Tractor question.
So you want a location specific theory
test. He said I won't leave the north in a city.
You should serious, I think that's a good idea. Like you should be able to put a location in, so let's say north in a city, yeah? And then you're not allowed to drive outside. Get me on. This is why is that? I was doing it a few months ago, remember, and I said, oh, we can't do that. Like I'll never pass that. And because like 14 of the 40 questions are about tractors.
No, his argument was, I'm never going to see a tractor in town. I said, probably drive outside of town. And he's like, I promise I won't.
You should be able to make that promise to someone, the RSA or someone. I won't go out. They'd believe me as well. I have a yoke there as well. They're on the show. But go on. Any more questions?
What do you want to show?
I have so many questions.
Because where were we? We come over to do a sketch, weren't we? The other day.
Yeah.
Then we left for a few hours and I come back. We come out for the main episode. Then I walked into the building, every single person pulled me about this car. And then I got into the studio and I guessed Mick Morden says, where'd you borrow a golf? How was that to tell everyone? Oh, you told everyone a disappointment.
I told everybody.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. Caterpillars.
Stop, bro. I was listening to that. I was like, we never away with that cunt collecting caterpillars. We're not posh, like we blatant squash them probably, yeah. I'd say that was one of our mates, or else your brothers, one of them sending it in just to wind you up. And then we got to the end of the folk that you can't have people thinking we're collecting caterpillars. We were collecting big ball that blocks around them, dumped the folk out the side of the flat.
So that's
not right. Is that a credible witness?
Yeah.
Tell the truth, does that voice now sent by Mountjoy Prison? Because it sounds like it.
Yeah.
If you're up on the stand now, are you calling him as a witness?
Ah,
does
bother.
He have a claim record?
No. But that's
Do you know what I love about this, Terry? You're guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. Like we're not even trying. It's usually the opposite.
No, this is society.
This is woke.
It's woke, going. I was done dirty. I have people calling me the caterpillar collector every day.
Yeah, well.
It's fucking terrible.
Do you know what I love? They literally came out of nowhere. Nowhere. Random email comes.
And they never wrote back in. Oh, don't look at me like that. But here's the thing, Owen. I said it before as well, yeah? They told one lie. The first thing that they said was a lie. So I'm just going to...
disproved then, they're not credible.
Yeah,
I was trying to find the original email, so we'll just search caterpillars in the Talking Bollocks email inbox. It's just full of emails about caterpillars.
Is that
like a needle in a haystack? Yeah.
I told you, this has took off worse than that.
Yeah,
like, I remember I said,
impressed at how well it took off.
Do you remember I said you were on the juice that took off?
Yeah,
people were, and I got a message yesterday saying, how are you running like that when you're on the smoke show defo on the juice? Like, so that's still a running thing. This caterpillar one, boys, I can't get away with me. And it's because, like you said,
must be some truth to it.
You can't be bleeding. Your reputation's on the floor, like you're kidnappable. If it's out to you, what collecting caterpillars, aren't you?
I need to get back onto the original whistleblower. Get some more information.
They were wrong about the two blocks at the start of that email as well, so I'm just putting that out there. And there's a credible witness at the coming in saying, no chance were you collecting caterpillars.
I don't know. I still believe our original witness was not credible.
Fucking deal. Just a little more.
To all the HBCU students making moves, listen up. For over 20 years, McDonald's has been at the side of college hopefuls. And with over a million in funding this year through the Black and Positively Golden Scholarship, Mickey D's is helping HBCU students rise and flourish into their graduating roles. This scholarship season, get ready to take your place when you apply for a McDonald's Black and Positively Golden Scholarship. Visit mcdblackscholars.com to apply now. Applications close on April 25th, 2025.
Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cyndi Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
We tell him what happened yesterday. About this time yesterday. Was it about this time yesterday? Message goes into the WhatsApp group.
Oh.
So we're recording.
Yeah, hell, you hadn't agreed. I was late today and the two of yous knuckle touched on it again. I can feel it. I can feel it. What did you say even before the episode started? That was the you planted the seed. I knew there was a reason you said that.
What did I say?
We were randomly sitting here and he goes, not everybody's out to get you, Turdens. That's what you said. And you know why you said that? Because everyone's out to get me. I can feel it. I can feel it. The two of his knuckle touched on it. You said, we'll get him for being late.
So today is Thursday.
You know it.
None of that's true.
You and know him.
That goes out on Thursday.
At the putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
Terrence wrote in to the WhatsApp group on Wednesday evening at 5:30. Boys, is there an issue? The episode still isn't out yet.
That's the message that was deleted. Ah, yeah.
Like a good co-host, I was like, delete that before Owen reads it.
Yeah.
And he did. And I was like, right, I'll save him that, but he's getting stung tomorrow.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what that is.
I'm mad to get bad with the old days, am I?
Very bad.
What's that happening there?
Well, you were 40 minutes late today, and I was presuming that you forgot what day it was.
We put him down to 10. Yeah. Put him down to 10.
Six. I was looking at the clock as I ran in that, though.
So Darren Conway called you to... He was just leaving and he called you to check where you were and you were on what, Dame Street, shouting at American tourists.
Yeah. Where did he say he was from? Blanche or something?
I didn't hear him.
He was wearing a trench coat to the ankles.
No, the weird thing was, Darren Conway went to leave, yeah? Uh-huh. So he just rang Terrence, yeah? Live stream Terrence's commute from his gaff to here. And the second you got here, he just left.
He just walked out
the
door.
He just left. He could have went home. He could have rang, where are you? Dame Street. No bother. And left.
Yeah.
It's as if he was waiting here to do something. He just left.
He likes you. He likes the place. He hangs around.
Darden's a legend, boys, isn't he?
Yes, yeah.
Of all the time in the world for that Darden Conway fella. I'd love to lump the head up now, but he's sound. Going to his wedding, I am. Remember I thought the yacht that he sent me was a ticket?
Yeah.
What's that called again?
RSVP.
Sent me an RSVP. I thought I had to hand that to the priest and say I'm going.
Felt bad for him. Because none of his bleeding RSVP'd back to him. Terrence was like, I'm going, I'm going to hand the thing to your man on the day.
I RSVP'd. Will you give us a lift?
You wouldn't be allowed driving the motorway.
No, I'm sure you wouldn't.
Yeah. But even as well, someone was saying to me the other day, like, even if most people who are driving now, if they sit the driving test again, they'd fail it.
I think when your licence expires, you should have to sit the test again to get it back. So you get 10-year licence. On the 10th year when it's up, you should have to sit it again. And if you fail it, you keep
that's
going.
That's a good show. I don't see what's wrong with that. Why, do you never have to do that again? It's one and done forever?
Just, yeah.
Like so you could have did that in 1960 and you'll never have to do it again?
Yeah.
Mental that.
And see, back then, but like before 2000 and something, like recently enough, it wasn't even mandatory to do it.
So let's say you should have stopped. I did that when I was 18.
Yeah, you never do it again.
When I am 80, I don't have to ever do it again. No. That's gas, boys. Yeah. That has to be an every 10-year yoke.
Yeah. Mm. Especially, boys, I drive up to a lot of roundabouts and people having a fucking clue how to use roundabouts. Like, I'd be pulling out and people would be beeping me. I'm like, mate, I have the right of way here. Who has the right of way at a roundabout, Terry?
The person on the left of the... I just took a guess. I've never done the 30 test. No, I did do it last year, but like...
It's not possible to be further away from driving than you are at the moment.
No, I'm the furthest, yeah. Yeah, but I know what
he's
yield and all means. Yield, yield means slow down.
I know what yield means.
No.
No.
Cul-de-sac is a lane. Oh, dead end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green light means go. Red light means stop.
Yeah, look, he's narrowing it down.
If he gets pulled over by the guards while he's driving his Golf with Cousy beside him, this is what he's going to say out the window. Yeah. Red light means stop.
What does orange light mean? Like, so it's green, orange, red. What's the orange mean?
I'll be stopping on orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Keep going. You're
supposed to proceed unless it's unsafe to do so.
Yeah, so take care. That's what I meant, yeah.
All right, I have a nice one for you here. From Zoe Marie.
Great name.
She says she wants to say thank you because she lost her dad at the start of January. He was from Drogheda. Hang on, let me check this.
Sorry to hear, Zoe. To both you.
He was from Drogheda.
Dad being from Drogheda.
He was from Drogheda. Zoe lives in Bolton, over in England. But she says... She talked to her dad while she was cleaning on a Thursday and a Friday. And obviously, it's been very hard not having him talk to anymore. So instead of talking to him now, she listens to Talking Bollocks. And she says, it's been keeping her sane.
Zoe, well, sorry to hear it. And thank you as well for listening.
Bolton, the greater Manchester area. I know my geography of the UK.
Hmm. Her cousin, Cody from Ballyfermot.
Her cousin, Cody from...
Tipped her off about the podcast 2 years ago.
I think... Ballyfermot could be the highest concentration of listeners we have. If you could localise it, like, down as far as possible. Yeah. Ballyfermot. Yeah. I reckon there's not a household in Ballyfermot that doesn't listen to this podcast. And the reason why I gave a shout out to the bus drivers is someone text me saying they were on the bus in Ballyfermot and the driver had a plan.
So did you ever go to the Lambs?
No.
Go to the Lambs is like walking into Vicar Street for a live show.
Yeah. Everyone get pictures with you.
Because they all sit in their cars eating the bleeding Ford Munch. Yeah, you walk past and everyone just keeps beeping. They'll be scarlet waiting on the train one. Ballyhoo's some spot, and I tell you, that area is dog rough.
Do you know why? Because Ballyfermot is the north side of the south side. We've said this time and time again.
We love a bit of Ballyhoo, don't we? Well, shout out to Cody as well for putting her on to it.
Yeah.
Old Cody getting the word out there, getting us the UK listens and all.
Yeah.
That's how we got Eddie Hearn on.
Everyone else just want to do that. Recommend the podcast to one person who doesn't listen and then email in and tell us all about it.
Robbie C from Coolock.
Robbie C. Robbie Savage. That's a name.
He stands for Coolock. The C stands for Coolock, does it?
He wants to know, why do all the young yup bros carry combs around in the pockets now?
Yeah, my brother does.
Carry what?
Combs. Jesse has a comb in his pocket.
Come here, you can tell him and want to look good at the same time, man.
Yeah, but it's not grease. Do you know what I mean?
No, but
it's ridiculous.
Danny Rizzo.
I gave the eye down.
Not even combs, the brushes.
Yeah,
like,
without the handle. It's like a sieve in prison. Do you know the way they fucking break off the handle or something and you just have the blade and they stripe you with that? They're breaking off the handles of the hairbrushes and just carrying that part. Jesse, shout out to Jesse. He's always, my man just be washing his clothes. You know where you might leave fucking keys in your pocket, money in your pocket. There's hairbrushes in his pockets. She has to take them all out before putting them in the wash.
Yeah, but hear me, I just went on the defensive start backing them up, like. Do you get me? But who the fuck is carrying combs? Like, he's a kid, bro.
Exactly, yeah, but he is prime yup, bro.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
If you've seen them, like, him and all his mates standing there, you're like...
They all have combs.
They all have combs in their pockets. Do you know how unintimidating that is? What's the opposite of intimidating?
Collecting caterpillars and having a comb in your pocket.
That's what they're doing, basically.
At that rate.
We were getting dragged over for standing on the corners at that age.
Mm.
Yeah. Empty out your pockets. Have you got that? None you shouldn't have. The boys are carrying combs.
Imagine you took a comb out there. Cop I'd lick you.
Do you know what I mean? But now, you will take a comb out of your pocket and your mate will have one and he'll have one and the next one will have one. The cop will probably have one. It is embarrassing. Like, what? There's no need. They're getting very vain. They're getting vainer and vainer. Do you know what I mean? I remember people started getting their eyebrows done years ago. Like, young ones were getting their eyebrows done.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, bro. The stick they used to get. God forbid someone done a sunbed. These young ones are carrying combs.
Yeah, that's a bit... I don't know anyone. who carries a comb. Anyone.
But the upros, they are.
Except my Calvin's little brother, but he's also 14. Do you get me?
Yep.
15 now.
I'm 15, sorry.
Every time I go into the gaff, he tries to measure me. And I'd be like, you want to watch yourself there? And everyone's always like, oh, he's catching you. I was like, isn't it bollocks? Do you know what else actually I want to shout out? Someone pulled me on again. Remember there was a period at the time where people always talk about, oh, you're big on person. And I was like, yeah, that was 2023. Someone said it to me last week in passing and just left, and it rattled me for the whole night.
It's a good feeling that.
Someone goes, you're tall on person. And I was like, are we still going through this? I was like, what do you mean? She goes, I thought you were a short king and left. And I was like, what does that even mean? What does that mean?
A short king
and left. Oh, I was like,
that's it. Come here, listen.
You know, I went home.
That's the best thing you can say to me.
You're tall in person.
Ah, me. Those are for me. Those male or female. I'm not talking about attraction. I'm just saying. Tell me I'm tall, I'm lay life and walk off. You'll make my day. I'd have been early today if someone told me that on the way over.
That's what type of porn he's watching. Height porn.
6'8" men.
Yeah. What is he had to take in this? I was on about, like, you have that fetish where you're paying a dominatrix, tell me how tall I am.
Go on,
tell me I'm bigger than person. Oh, you're a lot taller than person. He was like, 6'8" men. I was like, alright, Terry. And he's crying again. Look at him. Every time
that came out very wrong.
You do this all the time.
Yeah, that came out very, I meant because I'm a man.
He does this all the time. He says something wrong, we'll laugh, and then he'll dig a deeper hole trying to get himself out of it.
I'm a man. I obviously wished I was 6'6". I'm not. So when I was like, you were like, oh, that's what he's watching porn, I'm like, what big men like doing women? It's not. Yeah, but I'm saying, but I don't watch porn anyways.
I've never seen someone accidentally look like they watch porn so many times on a podcast in the space of 3 weeks. Every week. Oh. Is this three in a row now?
Could be
last
hat-trick.
Week it was watching porn and work.
Could be the hat-trick.
The week before that was just porn in general.
No, I would. That's defamation. You go, last week you...
I was like, defamation.
Last week you're watching porn and woke. Someone's going to listen to this as the first ever episode and think I'm about to be caught in the go-loud toilets. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. That was the suggestion that you was made based off, I don't know, body language or something.
Yeah.
Cut that. Right, that's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions, whatever you want, to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your whip in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and long. When you finish that,
the hip knocker.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.